You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, the South African Airways, that is the national carrier of South Africa, has come out with a rather surprising statement, surprising to the upside or surprising in the positive sense, saying that they are debt-free. They might not be a problem-free, but they are debt-free, which is a start. I, for one, can't remember a time where this was the case. In recent times, there have been a lot of bailouts for the national carrier, but it looks as though we are turning the corner. We're getting back on the right track. And I'm joined on the line by the chair of SAA, Derek Hanekom, to take a look at this and a try and see if we can understand it. Good evening, Derek. Lovely to speak to you. And I think it's around 28 years, if I stand corrected. In the 28 years you've been in public office, do you remember a time where SAA was debt-free?
Well, I can't say that I spend my 28 years in office monitoring SAA, but I think you're probably perfectly correct, Jimmy. What you saw was obviously an airline that people speak about the former glory of SAA. And of course, it was an airline with a good reputation and flying to many parts of the world, but at great expense to the taxpayer and to the fiscus. The debt just steadily accumulated. In the last few years, of course, during the period of state rescue, the airline got really abused, as did many other institutions, and the debt became quite unsustainable. And of course, the rest of the story is known. Went into business rescue, came out of business rescue, and now there's a steady process of recovery.
So where do we stand now, Derek? We're debt-free, but what does that actually mean? Because, as you said, there've been bailouts in the past. There's been a lot of confusion, business rescue and all of that. What do we actually mean by debt-free at the moment? And what is the financial position of SAA?
Okay, so it's pretty much what it says, that all the historical debt has been covered. And if you financial statements of 22-23 will show, which have just been audited and will be released quite soon, will show that there is no debt on the balance sheet. Everything is covered. So it is what it is. It's a debt-free company. However, that doesn't mean we're completely out of the woods, but we are certainly largely out of the woods. Because there's a forward planning process as well, so we have a corporate plan that does not depend on government subsidy at all. What we did mention at Scopa was that although the balance sheet is fundamentally healthy, is sound, cash situation is not what it should be. So in the event of any mishap, anything like a bird strike that happened at the end of last year, we don't have that cash cushion, which is why we mentioned that we are approaching the banks, in discussion with the banks, for a loan facility. Not taking a loan, but a loan facility that we would be able to draw on should the need arise. So in our plan ahead, and we work on a five-year planning horizon, we've had to, because of the withdrawal of Takatso, which you didn't mention now, but that's a reality. Our previous corporate plan built in the expectation of a cash injection of 1 billion rand per year for the next 3 years, 3 billion rand. Well, Takatso deal, as everyone knows, it fell through. And so we had to go back to the drawing board and adjust our corporate plan and take out this 3 billion rand that we had in it previously. And we had to, in doing so, we had to postpone some of our expansion plans by about a two-year period. So some of the, as you know, we launched the Sao Paulo flight, and that's our expansion into intercontinental flights. We did that in October last year, and in April this year we introduced the Perth flight. And but for the rest of the intercontinental flights that we were planning on, we'll just have to be held in abeyance for a period, unless some kind of cash injection does come in, which could very well happen. And unless there are partnerships that allow us to do things that we aren't currently able to do. But certainly, whatever our expansion plans are, they're not based on any kind of subsidy from the state.
Well, Derek, let's look at that Takatso deal and the expansion or the cash injection that's required at the moment. Are there any outstanding matters related to the Takatso matter in the form of potential court cases that might be hanging over SAA's head or anything of that sort? I'm just trying to ascertain from a cash injection or an investment injection point of view, if SAA is open to a partner at the moment, are there going to be strings attached in that kind of partnership, and kind of what conditions are we looking at here?
So on Takatso, no, that it was a termination by mutual agreement. So there's nothing, no court cases. I think it was amicably settled. And it was, SAA did not get involved in the discussions with Takatso. It was purely between the shareholder as represented by Minister Gordon and Takatso. So, I mean, but it was a reality that was confronting us. They said this or that was presented to us, that this is the deal. The deal is going to happen at an earlier stage. It became clear before the deal was terminated that there could be difficulties, and we started, planning for the eventuality of the deal falling through, which it then did. But no, nothing, no court cases, amicably settled. Apart from a new share equity partner or the possibility of an investment, which we're only building into our plan for 2 or 3 years from now. So everything that we plan for the next 2 years are based on what we have. But, you know, the thing that the situation could improve through partnerships. Partnerships don't necessarily mean investment in SAA. They could take different forms. For example, we're in close discussion. In fact, there's a possibility that we will have a flight to China next year. I can't give the details because everything hasn't been settled. But a flight to China through a partnership with a Chinese company, and in which case we would own the aircraft. Our constraint is aircraft, obviously, because even leasing an aircraft costs a lot of money. So it's the a partnership of that kind would give us the necessary aircraft. There's something else that we mentioned at Scopa as a potential cash injection, but it will have to take its course, and we would have to get an agreement from the shareholder. And that is the pair of landing slots that we have in Heathrow. They have considerable value. They're both being leased at the moment, and they are bringing in a certain amount of money. But if we want cash injection, that would be a potential source. Not selling the slots, but selling one of them. Even in SAA's heyday, when we were operating at our highest level, we only used one of those slots. They're being leased to, the two slots are leased to British Airways and Qatar at the moment. Qatar's lease expires at the end of March, and they may well be interested in buying it. And it might be the best thing for us to do is to sell. And that's a considerable capital injection. Those landing slots are valuable.
Derek, before I let you go, any investors, whether they are local, offshore, international, anyone that listens to this conversation that wants to do business with SAA, how do we sell SAA and get SAA back to being the leading airline on the continent as it once was?
Well, I think the facts are starting to speak for themselves, Jimmy. We had to do a lot of fixing. We shouldn't underestimate the damage done during that period. So a lot of the fixing has been done. We've got a very dedicated management there, very competent, dedicated, and we have a very committed board. And it's a privilege for me to chair this board, albeit an interim board. Minister Creasy will, in the next month, appoint a full-time board. But the signals we're getting, Jimmy, from possible investors are positive. Even the banks, where they were early on this year and where they are now, the willingness to start serious discussion about the loan facility, things have changed dramatically. I mean, I think if nothing else, if SAA is not going to get back to its so-called, in inverted commas, former glory, it's going to proceed on a very carefully considered path, and it will expand and it will grow. At the moment, it's the South African airline that has the international footprint, including on the African continent. And that's where we have the advantage, if you like. We can't, we're not a big player on the domestic market. But you know, you have to concentrate on what you're good at and what you're able to do. And the really profitable routes are these international routes, if carefully chosen, of course. So that's where we are. There's a I think there's a credibility factor. People have started to, enough time has gone by, with the right things having been done, including the tabling of our financial statements, bit of a delay with the last ones. The relationship with the Auditor General's office is very good. We've had our little areas of disagreement. We've overcome them. And by February, we will be completely up to date with all of our audited financial statements. There's a recognition that we are back on track. We recovered. There's organizational competence. There are no serious suspicions about ongoing resident corruption in SAA. It's cleaned up. The SIU has been there for a couple of years. Most of the people who are being investigated, in fact, all of the people being investigated, are no longer with the company. Some of those cases have already been referred to the Hawks, and more will be in the months to come. So, I mean, at the moment, we can say the airline, albeit a much smaller airline than it was before, has restored its credibility, and there's a growing level of confidence in the future expansion of the airline.
If nothing else, the airline is ready to soar to new heights. We'll leave it at that. Derek, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Derek Hanekom, chair of the SAA board, on the fact that the national carrier is now debt-free.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.